Hi, and a very good Thursday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Well, we had a couple of showers around this morning that looked promising to bring us some rains as we headed into about this time, but they had the old split going on where some storms made their way more to the north and east and others to the south and east and left most of us here in the WAMC listening area in the dryness for now. But as we head into the afternoon, that is when we'll be able to get a better opportunity for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. A couple of different things going on. What we have is quite a bit of moisture in the atmosphere. As you well know, if you've been outside at all today, remarkably different from earlier in the week where we had dew points in the 40s, dew points in the 50s on Tuesday. They were continuing that slow climb yesterday, and certainly with an overnight low in Albany of 70 degrees, you know when you see those overnight lows in the upper 60s and low 70s that there's plenty of moisture to be had, and that is indeed the case. So still not a whole lot to really boost any real type widespread convection, that is showers and thunderstorms, through the day today, but there still will be enough around, and we've had a bit of sunshine around in parts of the WAMC listening area, and in cases like this where we're in the warm sector, that is with plenty of available moisture, all we need is a little bit of daytime heating to help to warm that air up. It rises, it cools, and it comes right back at us in the form of some showers and thunderstorms, and that is indeed what is going to be the case. And in addition to that, the showers and storms that did die off to our west, they kind of leave little footprints, if you will. They're called outflow boundaries, but in essence what they do is they serve as a focal point for moisture to make its way up into the atmosphere, which is the first ingredient that you need to get into showers and storms. So there are a few of those lying around as well. Now I would say over the next couple of hours, things will be fine. We're going to be muggy, we'll be warm, we'll be more clouds and sunshine as we head through the bulk of this afternoon. But I think it's a little bit later on. Sorry if you're in a golf league this afternoon. Some golf leagues will do fine. Others may get washed out or thunderstormed out, if you will, as we get into the latter part of this afternoon and into this evening. So hopefully the storms will hold off wherever you are as we head deeper into this afternoon and into this evening. Temperatures, by the way, will make their way up into the upper 70s and low 80s. Again, it'll feel a little bit warmer than that with all of the humidity in place. We'll keep a bit of a breeze in the forecast as well. That will generally be out of the south and southwest. Now, for the night tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will stay with us. With those, some be bringing some pretty heavy rain in spots anyway. Not every shower is going to be a real heavy one, but certainly the opportunity is there for some heavier showers to fall out, just as a function, really, of all of the moisture that we have in place. All this is out, by the way, ahead of a cold front that's going to continue to lumber its way toward us. Not in any great hurry is this front, but it will eventually get its way toward us as we head deeper into the night tonight and the first part of the day tomorrow. And the evidence is there such that it actually may stall over us for a time. And in doing so, that will serve as sort of a highway, if you will, for a wave of low pressure to ride along it. And that will help to enhance showers and thunderstorms as we head into the day here tomorrow. So tomorrow, definitely the wetter of the 2 days between today and tomorrow. Fortunately, the frontal boundary is not going to stay stalled out over us. And once it gets going, it's just going to keep on moving, which will be great. That will allow plenty of drier air to filter on in. So I think once we head from tonight into the day tomorrow with those heavier showers and some thunderstorms, things will be winding down later on in the day. We'll be left with clouds for tomorrow evening. So if you have outdoor plans tomorrow night, things are looking good. Certainly the ground will be wet, but at least the skies will be dry. And then through the overnight hours, as some drier air starts to come in, it'll chip away at those clouds, and that will really open the door for what will be a beautiful weekend out there with temperatures starting off Saturday morning in the low to mid-60s. We'll top out in the upper 70s and low 80s. A great day to be out and about if you'd like. A big race up at Saratoga from one of my favorite racehorses of all time, the four-star Dave. So if you're up at Saratoga, it should be a great day for that. And lots of sunshine again through our Saturday afternoon. That will progress into Sunday. Sunday will feel a lot more comfortable out there. The humidity will be gone. We'll start off in the morning with temperatures in the 40s and 50s, and high temperatures will make their way up into the mid and upper 70s. Then as it looks now, getting into early next week, clouds will come back on Monday with some more showers in the forecast for Tuesday as another little boundary slips by, and then that will cool us off and dry us out again for the middle of next week, which is the middle of August. Hard to believe, but that is the case. So again, just be on the lookout this afternoon for scattered showers and thunderstorms. I think the farther along you go in the day, the better opportunity you'll have to get into some of those showers and storms, and they will persist into this evening, overnight, and into a good chunk of the day tomorrow before our beautiful weekend shows up. In the meantime, I hope you have a great afternoon, and I'll check back in with you tomorrow morning with your forecast. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.